I felt depressed after telling Mrs. Anderson that her son had been killed by a shot in his head. I thought about my behavior for hours and decided to visit her again. Before I rang the bell, I arranged my mustache while I looked at my reflection in the window. Suddenly, Mrs. Anderson opened the front door.
What are you doing here? What are you thinking to appear here again?
I'm here to tell you that I'm really sorry for my behavior. It was wrong to come here under drugs to tell you such a sad thing. Can we talk about it again?
Okay, come in. I've been thinking a lot about you. I was so shocked about the death of my son. I was angry and I wanted to provoke a reaction from you. But I also want to excuse me for slapping you. It wasn't all right to let you feel my desperation.
I can understand you. After my father died, I also acted without thinking.
What? What had happened to your father?
He had been committed suicide. I loved him. He was my hero. I always wanted to be like him. That's the only reason why I joined the army.
Oh no, your father left you when needed him the most.
Yes, that's true. But then I've met somebody who made my life going on. Her name is Christy.
Who is Christy?
She's my ex-girlfriend. I loved her with my whole heart. But I've made a giant mistake. I've just broken up with her.
But when you love her so much, why did you broken up with her?
I really don't know why, but I regret it at the moment she walked away.
And what would you do now?
I want her back.
If you really want her back, you have to change your way of living. For example, stop taking drugs.
I know, but it's so difficult if you lost everything that has any value for you.
If you truly want to change that, you can make it real.
You're right. If I want to get Christy back, I have to change me completely. The third thing I'm gonna do is going AWOL from the army. Thank you for all. Now I feel better.
If you need somebody to talk to, you can come to me whenever you want.